Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. A senior trade official says that the 12 nations currently participating in Trans-Pacific Partnership negotiations have given their approval for South Korea to join the regional free trade talks. South Korea is weighing a decision as to whether it should join before or after the conclusion of the TPP agreement, or even after the TPP takes effect. South Korea already has bilateral or multilateral free trade agreements with 49 countries around the world. The International Monetary Fund ranks South Korea as the world's 13th largest economy, with a gross domestic product approaching $1.5 trillion. The Washington Post is reporting that the enthusiasm for increased business opportunities in Cuba are bumping up against the stubborn realities of Cuba's limited economic capacity and uncertainty about what is permitted under both U.S. and Cuban law. The U.S. already is among the top 10 countries exporting to Cuba, with frozen chicken being the largest agricultural item. But before U.S. businesses are able to sell more to Cuba, obstacles involving credit, banking, and finance will need to be overcome, and the Cuban government will have to provide more economic opportunities for its people. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading at 17,555, down 121 points. The NASDAQ 4281 is down 25. The S&P 500 is 2,047, down 11.75 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
An excessive amount of moisture remains in the soil across the southern parts of the Midwest, and we're not likely to see any major changes in the pattern for a while. More rain is likely to occur across the Ohio River Basin. In fact, all of the Midwest will likely be impacted by additional precipitation as we move forward through the next full week to 10 days. The weather out there this morning looks a little bit gloomy. A lot of cloud cover present across western and southern portions of the Midwest. Temperatures are balmy, though, running mostly in the upper 40s and 50s across a big part of the region. There are some reports of light rainfall and some drizzle occurring across parts of the region. The temperatures will warm up a little bit this afternoon, but cloudiness and a chance for showers will stay with us all day long, and because of that, we're not going to see a big heat wave move across the region, and conditions in the lower Midwest will likely stay relatively poor because of all the moisture that occurred from the excessive rains of late last week. We will expect to see precipitation increase a little bit later this week, and as it does, the potential for more flooding will likely come back again. In the meantime, though, precipitation over the next day or two won't be all that impressive. We are expecting to see a few hundredths of an inch, working upwards to maybe as much as a quarter of an inch of moisture occurring in some locations today. Kentucky will again be vulnerable to some of the greatest amounts of precipitation today, along with parts of Ohio and Pennsylvania. And we'll expect to see amounts running upwards to a quarter of an inch in these areas. Certainly a far cry from the multiple inches of rain that fell over the early part of the holiday weekend, resulting in widespread flooding. Kentucky is certainly high on the list of areas to be watching as we move forward through this next couple of weeks because of the very wet and flood situation that's going on there. Southernmost Indiana and some neighboring areas in southeastern Illinois are certainly included in the area to keep a close eye on. Well, the next storm system of size to impact the region will probably evolve as we move out just a little bit later this week. Tuesday night into Wednesday, they will see some enhanced rainfall, and Wednesday night into Thursday, even more enhancement will likely take place. The storm center that will be pushing into the region at that point in time will finally start to push out of the region as we get into Friday, and that's when we'll see weather conditions starting to improve again. Over this next several-day period, there will be more rain across almost all of the Midwest, and certainly that which occurs in the upper parts of the region will be welcome, since parts of Iowa, Minnesota, and the Dakotas have been running a bit dry, along with Wisconsin, over the last several weeks and months. The precipitation in those areas will be sufficient to lift the topsoil moisture. We'll look for rain totals running anywhere from around 6/10 of an inch upwards to an inch and a half, and maybe some localized totals getting upwards to 2 inches. The lower parts of the Midwest, though, will not get spared in this particular event or two. We're expecting both the weather systems for this week and into the weekend to generate 1 to 3 inches of additional rainfall across many of the southern parts of the region. Wouldn't be surprising at all to see a few totals getting up near and slightly over 4 inches by the time we get to the first part of next week. Areas from Missouri to Ohio will be most favored, but Kentucky is still high on the list of areas to get some of the greater rain totals. The temperatures out there today are going to run mostly in the range of 60s and lower 70s in the lower two-thirds of the region. Temperatures across the upper Midwest and Great Lakes region in general will be mostly in the 40s and 50s. Tomorrow and on Wednesday, we'll likely see temperatures running from 40s and 50s in the far north to 70s in the south. Low temperatures at night over these next few nights will run mostly in the 40s and 50s with a few 30s in the far north and a few lower 60s in the extreme south. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat is 578, down 4 3/4. July, 581 1/4, down 4 3/4. Soft May wheat, 531, down 5 1/4. July, 530 1/2, down 5 1/4. May corn, 385 3/4, down 3/4. July, 393 1/2, down 1. September, $4 3/4, down 1. December, 410, down 1/2. Go out to July of 16, it's 432, down 3/4. May soybeans, 982 3/4, down 3 1/4. July, 988, down 3 1/4. September, 976 1/2, down 4. November, 971, down 3 1/4. May soybean meal, 323.40, down 390. May soybean oil is 31.54, and it is up 50 cents. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is over in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, I look at these futures prices, and I see all the grains down, and it seems a little counterintuitive, given what Drew was saying about the weather.
Yeah, I think part of the situation was we had a little bit better weather maybe over the weekend in the upper part of the Midwest, or, you know, like in our area here, maybe a little bit drier than what we thought. And we have reports coming out tonight. I think that there's expectations that there's going to be some pretty good progress in the Delta in that. The state-by-state progress numbers will be out tonight again. So I think that's part of it. The other thing, I think, Dave, on our opening here, on the 8:30 opening reopen, I think we probably had some grain that was sold late last week there that was getting hedged into the market after the little comeback there that we had on Thursday. So I think those combinations, those things kind of put a little pressure on it. I wouldn't be surprised to see us trade both sides of the unchanged here throughout the day.
Yeah, as I look at those noon weather maps, traders may say, oh, ew, Wednesday, Thursday doesn't look too good, and there's some more storms following.
Yeah, I think we were kind of looking at that last week as we were, you know, going through the week and looking through the 15th type numbers, you know, as far as forecast, and looked like some pretty heavy rains, and that kind of continues. I think, you know, there's support under the market here because of that, but like I say, I think we had some cash movement too.
Do you think that we're getting close to seeing some significant prevented planted acres in the down in the Delta?
I don't know if we'll see prevented planted. I think they may go to some different crops, maybe soybeans or maybe sorghum in some case. But I think we're a little ways away from that yet, let's put it that way.
Another week to 10 days,
maybe? Yeah, probably a week to 10 days, maybe the 10th through the 15th, something like that.
What do you make of how the charts are setting up technically for corn and soybeans?
Well, I think that you've got some resistance up here on the corn. If you look at the nearby chart, I think that, we've seen that $3.95 to $4 area hold. I don't see anything that tells us that's not going to continue to hold, but we've made a nice, put ourselves right back in the top end of the range here again now. And I think that's kind of where we're at. We just kind of continue to trade in this range between about 375 and 395, it seems like, on the nearby corn. On soybeans, I think this is a little bit of a surprise here, maybe technically, but, we haven't really changed anything on the resistance side. 995, that area to $10, that's still a pretty strong resistance area. I see us going up and testing the resistance and then, probably kind of drift back down depending on what the weather does here.
Thank you so much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, May corn, 385.5 is down 1. July, 393.25, down 1.25. December, 409.75, down 3/4. May beans, 983.5, down 2.5. July, 988.5, down 2.75. And November soybeans, 971.25, down 3. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.